MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 7, 2025. A pedestrian was struck and killed in Lynn earlier today, and police have recovered a body from the Danvers River. Mix of clouds and sun, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7.01 p.m. Elizabeth Della Piana is reporting on itemlive.com. A pedestrian was struck and killed this morning on North Common Street. Lynn Police Department and Massachusetts State Police were on the scene, as well as the medical examiner. The body was removed from the scene shortly after 8.50 a.m., and that street is currently closed as of this taping at 9.29 a.m. This is a developing story. Please check back for updates at itemlive.com. Michael McHugh is reporting in the Salem News. A police dive team recovered a body in the Danvers River near the Kernwood Bridge in Beverly on Thursday afternoon, according to authorities. The Essex County District Attorney's Office said the Beverly Police Department located a deceased female in the river near the bridge after responding to a call at 11:30 a.m. In addition to Beverly Police, the Massachusetts State Police Detective Unit assigned to D.A. Paul Tucker's office, the Beverly Fire Department, and the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner responded to the scene. The identity of the woman is not yet known. The investigation is active and ongoing, according to the DA's office. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News. For the most part, motorists stayed off the roads Thursday morning and afternoon, as an estimated 3 to 5 inches of snow fell across Greater Newburyport, according to area fire chiefs, who reported little in the way of drama. Snow began falling around 9 a.m. and tapered off by mid-afternoon. The decision to call off school in Amesbury, Newburyport, and surrounding communities the night before likely played a part in the relative quiet of the day. The lack of traffic made it easier for Amesbury Public Works Department employees and their counterparts across the region to keep pace with the falling snow and, for the most part, keep main roads accessible to those who needed to be on them. Similarly, in Newburyport, Fire Chief Stephen Bradbury said they had heard nothing in regard to the storm. More snow is expected over the weekend. In a recently filed lawsuit, the couple takes issue with the council's approval of the West End project proposed at the former location of Fisherman's Outfitter. The $7 million project is being proposed by real estate development company 20 Main Street LLC of Winchester, that's managed by real estate development company Accurate Realty Management LLC of Malden. In North Shore sports, there was a notable score from high school hockey this week. On Wednesday night, the Pentucket boys hockey team defeated Newburyport 5-3. This was the first time that Pentucket topped the Clippers in 21 years. Chase Pelletier scored 2 goals for the Panthers, and Josh Yoon was outstanding in net. Congratulations to Pentucket coach Dan Bly, as his team improves to 7-8. Pentucket returns to action tomorrow afternoon at home when they host Northeast Regional at 4 p.m. Masconomet High School has named Brian DuPlessis as its new head baseball coach. He's been a longtime assistant with the program and will be taking over for T.J. Burrill, who became the coordinator of athletics, wellness, and leisure at Essex Tech. The Celtics lost to the Mavericks at home last night, 127-120. C's play next in New York against the Knicks tomorrow night. The Bruins were off last night, and they'll be hosting the Golden Knights tomorrow afternoon. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.